Guys, gals, non-binary pals, different circles is moving. Same day, different time slot. We're now on Fridays at 9 p.m. Join me from 9 to 10 p.m. for an adventure through sound. Who knows, you might just find your next favorite song.
Good afternoon, it's 1 p.m. here at CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario, and you're listening to This Just In with me, Sri Bandy. I know I've been describing a lot of my picks for This Just In as fire and heat, but I didn't expect all the great new music from Canadian artists to be so good that it would start an entire wildfire engulfing Northern Ontario. I was in Toronto recently, and I can guarantee the air quality has been terrible lately, but certainly not the quality of music I'll be airing for you today, coming straight from the CFRC email inbox into our unfortunately polluted airwaves. I really wanted to switch it up today with a collection of artists from genres that I do love, but tend to listen to less than my usual angsty emo fare and loud, brutal metal picks, ranging from the pop it girlies of Canada to some lesser-known experimental hip-hop, and maybe at least just one pop-punk pick. Come on, guys, you know I can't help myself at this point. I have a pretty interesting selection picked out for you all today. Jumping right into it is a personal favorite of mine, and perhaps nostalgic for most older Canadians, is Sean Desmond with pop powerhouse Anjali. Anjali is a Canadian singer, songwriter, and producer who's been releasing hits from the early 2010s, such as Boom, The Heat, and Crazy That Way. Meanwhile, Sean Desmond has been quietly producing the tracks for Canadian hits for decades now. They've both collaborated to drop a brand new pop song just a few weeks ago in June, featuring Deep Jandu. The song Make It Go is a perfect lakeside beach summer song that's a hit for both the boozy bonfire or the cactus club. With R&B instrumentals and smooth pop lyrics with some soulsy rap mixed in between, this single just might be the one for a Canadian hot girl summer. Now for a song that isn't just conjuring up images on the coastline, and is actually a song from the coastline, for the Sad Girl Summer by Vancouver, BC's alt-pop princess Kalea. Kalea is a pop-rooted songwriter crafting playful, experimental, and emotionally sharp records. Raised on the melodic craftsmanship of the Beach Boys and Stevie Wonder, and influenced at home by a touring classical pianist mother and band frontman father, she developed an approach rooted equally in discipline and experimentation. Alongside contemporary inspirations such as Tame Impala, Raven Lenae, and Leon Thomas, Kalea draws from a wide range of eras and genres, combining classical musicality with forward-thinking production. The result is a polished, groove-driven pop that feels nostalgic, yet distinctly modern. Make It Mean Something is her newest release, and it's a heartfelt pop song written on the precipice of a breakup, when anger gives way to indifference and silence cuts deeper than the fight itself. Built around surf guitar, funk bass, stacked vocals, and a 90s hip-hop pulse, it sits in a alt-pop space driven by groove and emotional contrast. Now, hiking a short distance away to Kelowna, BC, we have another R&B collaboration for the books with Cameron James and producer 40K's newest album, released just last Friday, On Time. On Time emphasizes chemistry, versatility, and strong replay value. Featuring standout records such as Rose, Ricky, Mind Games, and Don't Fight Me, the album showcases Cameron James' dynamic vocal approach paired with 40K's atmospheric and rhythm-forward production style. Early attention around the project led to collaborations with Canadian artists Terrell Morris and Tion Gibbs. Balancing introspective songwriting with infectious energy, On Time positions Cameron James as an emerging artist capable of crossing seamlessly between R&B and rapped audiences. You'll be hearing Mind Games off the record shortly right after Make It Go from Sean Desmond and Anjali featuring Deep Jandu and Make It Mean Something by Kalea.
Oceans, white sand, didn't see your face in my plan. I won't let you slip through my hands, no, yeah. Slow down, breathe in, if you don't want my heart, just leave it. Cause whatever you got, I need it, oh, oh. Keep it up,
never get tired,
side to side,
set me on fire.
Turn it up,
got me inspired,
yeah, I'ma make it go. puchda main na modi let me hold you sandi kyon tu aa ja nere jatt de vele liye cheez meri jaan kar de ho at least meri jaan oh baby don't dil te tu laave khabraj dekh ja tu te shaan yeah I'm gonna make it go.
We'll pull up like a wave in the moonlight. Caught up in a deep riptide. Got me spinning deeper and deeper. No, I can't tell which way am I. While my hips keep working the middle. Back it up like you like a fiddle. Bend it like fresh up the griddle. Got my body moving slow motion.
Keep it up.
Will
I get tired? Side to side.
Got my hands over your stainless. Dancing little body entertaining. playing with my head, girl, I can't blame it on you. Lot of you pushing me back. I get you higher than your man ever did. You and I together, not a flame getting lit. Am I a problem that you really trying to quit?
I don't really think so.
I'ma keep you comfortable. Get your favorite bottle, get you vulnerable. I'm pouring shots, little shots to the killer, you ain't paying. Give a 100 reasons why you never gonna let. And know that it ain't over, over. Second bottle, we sober, sober. I let you on the sofa, use a looker. I could be a pusher, pusher. So tell me all the things that you wanna do. Baby, I'll make you my favorite. Girl, you're independent, it's a statement. I keep it in my eyes, I've got some feeling. It's true, you ain't even crazy, all that's possible. Got my hands over your stainless. Dancing little body entertainment. Playing with my head, girl, I can't blame it. On you, on you, on you. On you, on you, on you. On you, on you, on you, yeah. On you, on you.
Welcome back. You're listening to CFRC 101.9's This Just In with me, Sri. You just heard Make It Go from Sean Desmond and Anjali, featuring Deep Jandu, Make It Mean Something by Kalea, and Mind Games from Cameron James and 40K. Departing from the upbeat pop and R&B selection from earlier, we're going to get into a bit more classical and instrumental with Montreal's indie rock and roll band The Satisfactory. Fronted by singer-songwriter Salvador Vaughn, the band has spent the past few years building a devoted following through energetic must-see live shows and a sound that feels both familiar yet distinctly their own. Drawing from classic rock while keeping one foot firmly in the present, their music blends warmth, melody, and emotionally direct songwriting into something that feels increasingly rare. In a world where everything seems to last 15 seconds, The Satisfactory makes records that invite you to stay a while. Their self-titled debut record did, in fact, make me stop and listen for a while, with how it pulled from late 60s and early 70s rock traditions while staying grounded in modern indie. The album moves through dreamy folk moments, hook-forward rock songs, and psychedelic turns. Harmonica quietly becomes one of the album's defining textures, adding warmth and giving the record a character that feels both timeless and distinctly its own. I'll give you a taste with the title track off the record, I'm Jesus. Getting even more classical instrumental, we have one of the most exciting and magnetic voices in Canada's jazz and Latin music scene, Cuban-Canadian songwriter Dee Hernandez with her new single, Used. Blending cha-cha rhythms with jazz influences and layered vocal arrangements, Used is Dee Hernandez's reflection on desire, vulnerability, and the realization that being wanted is not the same as being loved. Tracing the aftermath of a relationship shaped by inconsistency, manipulation, and emotional convenience, Used is about affection arriving in temporary waves before disappearing just as quickly. Rather than framing heartbreak through sorrow, Hernandez approaches the experience with elegance, confidence, and self-awareness, transforming her disappointment into a statement of liberation and personal growth. Capturing the moment self-worth begins to outweigh the need to be chosen, Used serves a rhythmic lesson that sometimes what happens to us can be happening to us for a reason as we grow into ourselves. Getting even more global, I have an interesting instrumental release for you today. Tarabesque, the new full-length album from a Palestinian composer and canoeist, Firas Zarik. With Tarabesque, Firas Zarik delivers his boldest and most visionary work to date. Fearlessly placing the canoon, the simmering and shimmering Mediterranean harp at the center of a jazz quartet, a hybrid ensemble, and an Arab takt ensemble, Zarik reimagines the instrument as both a rhythmic engine and melodic force with dazzling virtuosity and deep emotional range. He builds a world of makam-driven melodies woven through rich harmonic and modal landscapes that feels fresh, organic, and defiantly new. The full album will be released July 31st, but until then, there are two singles currently out on Bandcamp, but for today, I'll be playing you an unreleased track off the album titled Longa, right after the new music from The Satisfactory and Dee Hernandez.
Sometimes I'm Jesus. Jesus was an extra.
You're still listening to me, Sri Vandy, on CFRC 101.9's This Just In. You just heard I'm Jesus by The Satisfactory, used by Dee Hernandez, and Longa by Fearless Zreek. Coming up is a selection with a bit more indie rock and roll with a little more of an emo edge with indie artist Plain Mr. Smith and his new single, Dream Gigantic. Formerly the guitarist of the Canadian darkwave band Moev, the multi-hyphenate Plain Mr. Smith is also a cellist for the Vancouver Philharmonic Orchestra. Ever elusive, the new single is taken from his forthcoming album, Brick-a-Brack Attack. Dream Gigantic is a cinematic indie pop offering explicating Plain Mr. Smith's lifelong infatuation with the City of Light, Paris. Featuring Finlay Brown and Juno Award winner Crystal Dos Santos, Dream Gigantic follows in the same vein as The Beatles, Leisure, and Tame Impala. Now, for a break from all of that globetrotting, I have a somewhat unorthodox pick for you today, in the sense that the artist is local, but not in the sense that they're from Kingston, but in the sense that the song is entirely about Kingston. I'm talking about the new music release from Ontario-based artist Kentucky titled In Kingston Tonight. The single is a huge Canadian rock song and a tribute to the Tragically Hip and their final show in the city of Kingston and Canada. Kentucky is a musical project of Canadian singer-songwriter and producer Jordan Holman based in Almonte, Ontario, at his home studio known as the Kentucky Bend. The unique sound of his music originates from a blend and reimagine of rock, ambient, pop, blues, and singer-songwriter, but the distinctive result, by all accounts, is his own genre, Northern Americana. For fans of Gord Downie, Patti Smith, Tolstoy, Tom Petty, or Brian Eno, you would find something right here. Now for the ever-present pop-punk offering in any curation I have, I gotta talk about veteran Chicago singer-songwriter David Safran's new EP, A Few Lines Later. A Few Lines Later was largely inspired by Safran's former day job screening condolence notes for an online obituary company. Death work didn't lead me to a greater understanding of life, Safran admitted in a 2024 article in The Guardian revealing his strange job, mostly just reinforced what I was already worried about. Across 9 tracks, including would-be hits off The Little Recidivist, Safran's acerbic, bleakly comedic voice sums up those worries while flitting between dark post-punk, riff-heavy power pop, gleefully scuzzy garage rock, and stark, pensive folk. Backed by a formidable ensemble of musicians, including Jason Narduzzi of Bob Mould, Sunny Day Real Estate, Superchunk, Sean O'Keefe of Fall Out Boy, Beach Bunny, Plain White Tees, and Jason Batchko of Local H at the Tossers, and Johnny Iguana of The Claudettes and The Bear Score Composer, will be hearing the lasting bit, 3 good notes off of the EP, shortly after Dream Gigantic from Plain Mr. Smith and In Kingston Tonight from Kentucky. And, fun fact, just before I let you get into the music, I just wanted to say that I actually added another little song in that last music segment that we had from Fira Zurich. Senecel is the song. I just wanted to see if you guys would actually be able to tell the difference in an instrumental section. Now, let's get into it.
That's exactly what she said from the stage as I played in my
to lost in silence at the other end. We have three good notes and we never seem to get to them. My symphony will live beyond me, but no earthly idea when.
Tuning back into and soon out of CFRC 101.9's This Just In. It's been a pleasure bringing you all of these fresh new picks, but I only have time for two more before my time is up for today, folks. With that, let's jump right into it. To end this Friday off, I have a selection of some experimental hip-hop and rap, one from a Canadian artist and another from an American. Very Drake versus Kendrick, I know. First up is the one and only Anthony Rinaldi, a versatile jazz, hip-hop, and rock saxophone player, who now finds himself also working as a paramedic from Cambridge, Ontario. His 2019 self-released debut album, The Infinite Sky, spent 3 weeks on the Earshot National Top 10 hip-hop chart, and he's now back with his sophomore release, Asymbolia, a 12-song album that takes the listener on a journey from birth to death through the eyes of a paramedic. An album that harkens back to 90s New York City rap with the stylings of Biggie and Nas, yet fundamentally experimental with Rinaldi's avant-garde approach to genre mixing today. I'll be leaving you off with a standout track from Asymbolia, Lessons Learned, featuring Ice the One. Last but certainly not least, leaning in the complete opposite direction of experimental rap, is Los Angeles' Casey, that's C-A-S-I, Casey, with their new self-titled album. Originally starting his music career in a rock band, Eli Edwards reconnected with his childhood friend, Xavier Young, to take on what the definition of rap and black music has to mean as the musical duo Casey. Casey takes on the mantle of black rock-infused experimental hip-hop that's been passed on down through Soul Glow, Death Grips, Rage Against the Machine, and JPEG Mafia. As someone who loves experimental rap and is also a person of color in the alternative music scene, it always means a lot when we get genre-defying bodies of work like this, because it communicates the universality of music. These songs don't ignore genre lines, they delight in destroying them, in finding ways to slam hip-hop and hardcore, emo and nu metal together until it seems illogical that they were ever apart. Take their closer, Bridges, where the melodic imprint of Deftones meets the relentless confessions of Death Grips. Here are the hard, funny, and loud stories of two 23-year-olds screaming about the world over a breathless composite of all the music they've loved. With that, I'll let the music close me out for today, and you'll be hearing Lessons Learned, featuring Ice the One, from Anthony Rinaldi, followed by Bridges by Casey.
So many come, so many go, find a lesson in it all. Somehow stay here today, bury the soldiers and the fallen. I feel the angels, guardians watching over. Toe that line on the edge, ancestors calling. Be alive, I told you it was pretty though. Friends turned snake along the way, had to find home. Life to death, thought I'd never make it out. Ask the heavens for forgiveness, demons became relentless. Nah, my flaws don't define me. Phoenix from the ashes, legacy I'm defining. Battle the path behind me, devil that move in silence. Align with divine timing. But I'm blessed and highly favored. Got a long way to go, always grateful for the day ones. Leader of the pack, be the flame to the match. With the hood on my
you know, I am getting closer. I'm probably closer to death than I am to, like, birth, right? So you do start to have that idea of, like, okay, it's going to come. I just shouldn't be prepared. Am I scared about it? But, no, I think I'm okay with it. Do I want to die right away? No. There's certain things I'd like to see. Like, I want to see my kids married and happy and have kids. After that, I'm like, whatever happens, it's going to happen.
Go, 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 go Tune in Sundays at 8 p.m. right here on CFRC 101.9 FM for Orchestral Maneuvers After Dark with me, DJ Squared, bringing you the best new and vintage new wave, punk, post-punk, indie pop, and electronica every single week. Your new and old favorite songs are coming in hot.
My name is Genevieve, and I'll be hosting Peace, Love, and Jenny on CFRC 101.9 FM on Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. We'll be exploring everything from pop and soul to funk, jazz, and even a touch of hip-hop. Music that spans decades but all connects through good vibes, peace and love, and of course, a little bit of me, Jenny. See you there!
Are you tired of your boring weekly routine? Are you looking for something to look forward to every Friday? Well, tune in to Circadian Rhythm on CFRC 101.9 Fridays at 2 p.m. for a fresh mix of songs that you'll want to keep on repeat. I'm your host, Justine, and I'll be putting together a music program that's broadly indie and alternative, but also spans diverse genres from pop to rock to folk and R&B. I've also got some fun themes up my sleeve. Once again, that's Circadian Rhythm, Fridays at 2 p.m. I hope I'll see you then.
Years and they're still letting us near microphones.
It's true. We've got the music, the stories, and absolutely no filter.
From deep cuts to guilty pleasures, if it made noise in the last three decades,